Come on, you've been in here before.
New to the bail, is she?
Oh, well, yes. I wasn't expecting you, was I?
I couldn't sleep.
Ah.
And Grandad was up too. He said, why not come over here?
Well, very good to see you.
I'll get no use to the bell before she drops her calf, then.
Yeah, she's been in a couple of times before, but she's still a bit reluctant, as you can see.
Yeah. Well, you put some feed in there?
Yeah.
She just needs a bit of persuading, then. It's on hand.
Well, I should say.
Oh, come on, then. Grab my wrist.
Oh, right up.
Right, push. Don't spook her. In you go. Go on, that's it. There you go.
That's quite remarkable. Well done.
No problem. Now, it's a good idea to handle them while they're in there so they get used to it.
Yeah, well, Mike said that... Well, you're probably right.
Well, do you want me to? Well, you can get on with the others.
Oh, that'll be a great help. Thanks, Ed.
That's all right, innit? You just get a bite to eat in there.
Right, well, you know the ropes. In you come. On.
So, how are you coping with these mornings, Oliver? You must be getting pretty knackered.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, I've got to the stage where I've needed to call in a bit of help.
What, like from an agency or something?
No, Neil said he'd help me out.
Oh.
Well, he is local and he's experienced with the animals.
No, I understand. So, how are they milking generally?
Very well. They're very docile and the quality is superb. Hey, do you want to strip some from this one? Take a look.
Yeah, all right then. Give us a cup.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, looks good. Yeah, do you want me to carry on with it?
Well, if you like, yeah.
So when's Neil doing the milking?
Just 3 mornings a week, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays.
That's lucky I didn't turn up tomorrow, then.
Well,
I'm not exactly his favourite person.
No.
That works both ways, though.
Well, I just couldn't go on as I was.
I know that. You needed someone you could rely on.
Morning.
All done.
Yep. David around. There's one I wanted him to keep an eye on tomorrow.
He'll be down soon. Do you want a cup of tea? Or are you rushing back to Kirsty?
Ah, she's at hers. I'll see her at lunchtime at the Bull.
Right.
That's all right, I'll make it room. You look as though you've got enough on.
Ben's new school uniform. Every time, I promise I'm going to get all the name badges sewn in during the holiday.
Sure. When's he start?
Tomorrow.
Ah.
But it's not even a full day.
Do you want one?
Oh, yeah, please. He's only in for a couple of hours. It's hardly worth coming back.
Well, he's not going on the bus, then.
He will next week when he's doing full days. I've got a week of shuttling him backwards and forwards first.
Yeah, at least his big brother will be able to look after him then.
Theoretically. Josh has been very difficult at the moment.
End of the holidays. God, I used to hate it.
I suppose. You'd think you'd be looking forward to his birthday, though. Oh, just chuck those out of the way.
Shall I put them back on the shelf?
No, I haven't sorted out what I want to do yet.
Yeah, planning a special meal.
As if I haven't got enough on. And I must have asked Josh a dozen times what he wants to do for his party.
Well, why don't you just tell him?
And have him blame me if he doesn't like it. No way. At least if it's a disaster, it's going to be his choice of disaster.
Nah, it'll be fine.
If you say so.
So what's his special meal then?
Oh, I don't quite know how, but I've been lumbered into throwing a dinner party for one of David's ex-girlfriends.
What?
Ex-fiancé, actually.
Well, isn't that going to be a bit awkward?
David doesn't seem to think so. Thing is, Sophie was a sort of family friend as well. And she's come back home because her father died.
Ah, yeah, that's tricky.
So everyone's keen to see her.
Well, whole family?
Oh, luckily, David set the date before checking with everyone, so it's not the whole clan. Jill and Phil and Shula.
Yes, still.
And I've asked Usha for a bit of moral support. But I haven't got a clue what to cook.
So what's she like, this,
Sophie.
Yeah, have you met her?
Last week, at that charity do we went to. She's very... Well, she's very nice, really. Just a bit... floaty.
Hey, I don't know many floaty women.
Nor do I.
Why don't you do some beef?
Oh, I can't. I've done it so many times.
Well, not for her.
No, I suppose not.
She doesn't know it's your old standby?
No.
Sounds like she needs a bit of feeding up anyhow.
So Mike's taking Jazza out tomorrow to, you know, run him through the whole round, show him the ropes and so on.
I can't be that much to learn, can I?
I'm sure it's like most jobs, Ed. I mean, there'll be one or two tricks that an experienced chap like Mike can show him.
Well, Jazza's not taking over the lot, is he?
No. Only three mornings a week.
Yeah, what, like Neil Ayer, yeah?
Yeah. Well, it'll just take the pressure off Mike a bit, you know. Now he's doing more of the processing.
Right, yeah, I think this one's about done.
Oh, good out. Well, that's the last of this batch.
Right, well, I'll let him out then.
Ed.
What?
Tea dip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. No, I'll do it.
No, I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
But I'll let him out then, yeah?
Actually, look, perhaps you should get off home now.
No.
No, there's only a couple more, and I can finish them off myself.
Well,
you go back to bed. Get your head down for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I reckon I could sleep now, thanks.
No, thank you. It's been really good to have your help.
I enjoyed it.
Really? Good.
Right, well, bye then.
Yeah, see you soon.
Yeah.
And thanks again.
Green.
Oh, green culinary items, yes.
Is that a regular thing at the Flower and Produce Show?
No, they introduced the category this year. I thought it sounded like fun.
So it's what, organic stuff, low food miles, that sort of thing?
Well, no, they really do mean green, the colour.
Oh!
I mean, you've got to cook something that turns out green. So I said I'd do a cake.
A cake? Mm. I thought you'd say, I don't know, spinach and peas, something or other. Anything else?
No, just a half, thanks, Kirsty.
That's £1.25 then, please.
Right. But my experiments haven't been very successful so far. The best I've managed is a rather sickly O'Donnell.
Well, have you tried hemp flour?
Hemp?
Yeah.
Well, obviously come across the crop for paper and so on, but I didn't know you could make flour from it.
Mm, we sell it at the shop, mainly to people who want gluten-free stuff.
Oh.
Nutty.
Oh, well, to be fair, I think some people are allergic to wheat products.
No, the taste is quite nutty.
Oh, I see. So it would be all right in a cake, then?
I'd have thought so.
And it's green, isn't it?
Green enough to qualify. You'd probably want to dilute it with ordinary flour, but yeah.
Right. You're open tomorrow, are you?
Certainly are.
Could you put a bag aside for me?
Sure. Just ask Helen for your stash of hemp if I'm not there.
Are you teasing me, Kirsty?
Well, perhaps just a bit. But not about the flour. It really is green.
Hello, Phil.
Oh, afternoon.
Pint of Shires, please, and whatever Phil's having.
Not for me, thanks, Oliver. I'm expected at Brookfield.
Just the pint of Shires, then?
Yeah, and have one for yourself, too.
Oh, thanks.
So how was church this morning?
Oh, much the same, you know.
I'm afraid I had to miss it. Too busy on the farm. Oh, well.
I expect God will let you off.
£3.80, please, with mine.
There you are.
Thanks.
We've got a bit of a problem with one of the stained glass windows.
Well, not the one dedicated.
No, not Grace's window. No. No, a smaller one in the north transept. You know the horizontal rods that support the window?
Yes.
Well, Alan's noticed quite a lot of corrosion.
Oh, dear.
Here's your change.
Thanks. So, needs seen to, then, doesn't it?
Certainly before the winter. And there are some running repairs needed to the other windows, too.
More expense.
Well, Alan's going to talk to the fabric committee about it. Right. Thanks for the advice, Kirsty.
Oh, no problem.
I'll see you tomorrow.
You promise?
Well, I'm not going to.
Josh, if you said you'd play Doctor Who with him...
Doesn't do it right. Yes, I do.
Oh, what's going on here?
Ben's being stupid.
Josh, that's enough.
Oh.
Sorry,
don't
Phil.
Don't worry, Ruth. I've had boys, remember?
If Josh doesn't want to play with you, we can't make him, Ben.
Oh?
Go and find something to play with by yourself. And Josh, if you don't want to play, you can do something useful. Go and pack your school bag.
Oh, Mum.
You had your chance. Now go on, both of you.
I'm going to be a Dalek and you're not going to be anything.
Shut up, Josh!
That's enough! Oh. I don't know what's got into them.
You'll be glad when they're back at school, I expect.
David's already made a start with the sheep, Phil. He said he'd see you over Ashfield.
Oh, right, I'll pop over there then. Adam's busy today, too.
Is he?
I saw him out at that big cultivator drill of theirs.
Really?
Very quiet on the estate, though.
Uh-huh.
Apparently Debbie's off to a conference tomorrow. Well, tonight. Soft commodity prospects. Might be worth picking her brains when she gets back.
If I get a chance.
Right. Well, I'll get over to Ashfield then.
Okay.
Oh, Jill and I are looking forward to Friday.
Oh, good.
Very much. It'll be lovely to see Sophie again.
Yeah.
Oh, did I ever tell you about the time she decided to design clothing for us to wear on the farm? She turned up with her portfolio, very pleased with herself.
It's not healthy for her to stay in all the time.
No. Well, I think it's asking a bit much, really.
I mean, she's only 27.
She's older than that, huh? She's 30-something.
No, Sam, she just seems older.
I mean, I'd never ask you to cook a meal for Fliss.
What?
Plus, you're my family there as well.
Oh, I was talking about Helen, not going out.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I've asked her often enough, for now I just think, what's the point?
Thanks very much, Kirsty.
Oh, thanks, Oliver.
Hey, how are things going at Teeny Weeny Dairies, then, Oliver?
Well, everything's going swimmingly, thanks. How are things at the milk factory?
Couldn't be better.
Now, if you ever want a truly fulfilling job, just get in touch.
Think I'm happy as I am, thanks.
Yes, well, I'm sure you are. Right, well, see you both.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya. What were we saying?
I was just saying about...
Oh, yeah, about Ruth, yeah. I just hope David's grateful, that's all.
It's best if you stack them in the three tights first.
Aye.
Then, when you load them on the van, Jazzet, make sure you've got some of each round the edges. Don't put all your skim in the middle, or you'll have to climb over your past to get to them.
Past?
Pasteurised. The full cream stuff.
Aye.
And then you put your OJ and your pots of cream and stuff on last.
I think I can manage that.
Well, what I do is I put me pass at the front, here, and then the semi, and then the skim.
Is there a reason for that?
Well, you sit at the front, don't you? So you should always put your past behind you. Get it?
You're always like this at 4 a.m, mate.
Well, I don't usually have an audience except when Brenda comes out with us.
Lucky Brenda.
Right, come on then, let's get this lot on. What time did you get to bed last night, then?
Haven't you been yet?
What?
I'm going to go after I've done the pigs.
God, I wish I was 21 again.
Good of your female customers, I bet.
Well, when we're loaded up, I'll show you the rounds book. People think this job's a bit repetitive, but there aren't 2 days ever the same. Got to have your wits about you, especially at holiday time.
Aye, real mastermind stuff, I bet.
Well, I've written in the book all the little things you need to know, like Mr. Pullen always leaves a toilet.
Is that, like, a tip?
No, you balance it on top of the bottle, keeps the birds off.
I thought you were going to re-roof your house for him.
And some people use them plastic covers.
Right.
Next door to Mr. Pullen, Mrs. Harris. Now, don't leave the milk outside, just pop in and put it in the fridge.
What, walk in?
Yeah, well, she has trouble bending, see?
Will I make her a cup of tea while I'm at it?
I've done that before, if they ain't well.
Regular home help, ain't you?
Well, called an ambulance once for someone at Warren Coppice.
Sheesh.
Saved her life, I reckon. Still cancelled her milk a year later, though.
Grateful, then, eh?
What else? Bank Farm.
Aye?
Don't drive up to the door, because the dogs will go mental.
Dogs?
Well, being a diesel van, not a float, see? It's a bit noisy. Oh, and always look out for a note.
Bank Farm?
But anywhere. People want an extra pint, or a pot of cream, or no milk. They leave a note, usually tucked in with empty.
Right.
Yeah, can have a bit of fun this time of year, mind.
Why's that?
Well, slugs get in the bottles and eat the notes sometimes.
Gross.
Oh, I've had some ripe bits of origami to decipher.
Mike.
Yeah?
I put the dugs.
I was just checking the computer for the weather forecast and I found this. Debbie obviously sent it from her hotel last night.
Let's see. Longacre, Hassett Edge, Lawson.
They're all on the estate.
I know that, Adam. We did have the contract before, remember?
Well, why does she want us to spray these fields off? We haven't started with the estate yet.
Good question.
Hamilton should be doing it.
Oh, Adam, I expect she's just fed up to the back teeth with them. Wants to get on with it.
Well, maybe. It was certainly pretty quiet yesterday. I didn't see a quad bike over there, let alone a tractor. They should be flat out on the autumn work, like we are.
Well, we knew they weren't up to the job. That's why we won the contract back.
And if she's going to issue her orders, why can't you do it face to face? I was around yesterday.
Oh, she had to pack for her conference.
It's only one day, Brian. How much packing does it take?
She was probably working out the details on the flight to Scotland.
And then she checks into a luxury hotel and bangs off her emails to the staff.
Oh, seems a pretty efficient way of working to me. She probably looked up the forecast, too. A good day for spraying, you must admit.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
So you'd better get on with it.
I'm meant to be getting our barley planted. If I'm going to do this, I have to put Jeff on the cultivator drill.
Well, that's not a problem, is it?
No, it's just... She could have talked to me, that's all.
Come on, then. You all right, Adam?
I've been better.
Haven't we all, mate?
Your bike broken down?
What?
You catched a lift with Mike?
Och, no. 3 pints of full fat and 1 pint skimmed, innit?
Sorry?
I'm running the fastest milk cart in the West now.
Morning!
Here's Trigger.
You're taking over the milk round?
No full time.
Yeah, just 3 mornings a week.
Really?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of the processing at Grange Farm now, and Oliver's off on his honeymoon next month, so I'll be full-time in there. Takes the pressure off me a bit.
How do you want these?
On the doorstep, Odlin, huh?
Well, have you wanted to be conventional about it?
You've done a course at the Ag College, haven't you, Adam?
In the past, yeah.
They do one about on-farm processing. You don't know anything about it, I suppose.
Sorry.
Or there's a couple in Devon who do one on their farm. I quite fancy that, but... Long way to go.
Yes. Look, what about the pigs, Jezza?
I'll do them after I finish the round.
No, I mean, does Tom know about this?
Oh, he knows all right.
He didn't mention anything to me.
Oh, you're top management, aren't you? You don't bother about details, do you? I'll see you later.
Yes, all right.
Yeah, cheers then. It'll be just me tomorrow, then Jezza on Wednesday.
On his own?
Aye.
Bit quieter, Jezza. Like the old villager.
God help us all.
What do you mean?
What are the good citizens of Ambridge going to make of that young man creeping round their houses in the early morning?
He looked very grown up all of a sudden.
Oh, it's the uniform, isn't it? Mm. It was the same when Freddie and Lily started. And was he all right?
Oh, Ben was absolutely fine. It was Ruth that was when he was in a state.
Oh.
Well, she'd get over it, you know. She did with the other two. Doesn't take long till you get to... Oh, no, it's the school holidays. What are we going to do with them all day?
Yeah, well, give him my love. And Ruth, too.
I will. Are you and Nigel still tied up on Friday, by the way?
Oh, yes, yes, there's no getting out of it.
You'd be very welcome to dinner.
No, we're both working, David.
Oh, I see. It's not a social thing, then?
No, it's an award ceremony.
Ooh, very glamorous.
No, not really. It's for the washroom hygiene industry.
What, the golden bog brush?
Actually, you don't know how close you are. And please don't say they'll be flushed with success. We've done all those.
Well, Kensington can't make it either.
Sophie will still have a lovely time, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, now, listen, it's actually about her that I've called. Well, on her behalf. You know that she's become involved in fundraising for Sundial House since her dad died?
Yeah.
Well, because of her background, they're putting on a fashion show.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, but the venue that they had lined up has fallen through.
Oh, dear. Can't she use Sundial House?
No, the hall there isn't really big enough for what she's got in mind. Apparently. It's a bit of a new world to me.
So
I expect you can guess where this is going.
Yeah, can she put it on here?
We'd be very grateful.
Has she got a date?
Yeah, 22nd of September. It's a Friday.
This would be for nothing, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the idea. You'd be one of the sponsors of the evening. That's how it works, isn't it?
Well, the ballroom is free.
Oh, great.
We've got a conference in, so we'll be busy all day. We can help during the evening, but Sophie would have to handle all the logistics of setting it up.
Oh, that sounds brilliant, Elizabeth. I'm sure she'd be up for that.
Your mother's round at Jack and Peggy, so we're to fend for ourselves for lunch.
All right.
An errand of mercy. Your grandma's a bit upset about Jack, apparently.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he's been getting angry with her about things.
Horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, poor old thing. Anyway, there's some ham and salad and stuff.
Okay, I'll do myself a sandwich.
How's the spraying going?
Fine.
Think you'll get more done this afternoon?
Possibly. Wind speed was about 8k an hour when I came in.
Keep an eye on it.
I will. Do you know what I saw? Or rather, what I didn't see.
Go on.
Not one other farm vehicle on estate land. Nothing. It's like they've completely cleared out.
Might they be working elsewhere?
The estate's over 1,000 acres.
Yeah, well, not all of it's arable.
No, but you're not telling me that they'll have missed 2 days running at this time of year.
So what are you saying?
I think Debbie's sacked them.
Really?
Yeah. What other explanation is there?
Well, I don't know. Haven't made any firm plans, have we?
Yes, we have. We were going to let Hamilton's do all the autumn cultivation and drilling, and then we were going to take on the spraying and harvest.
Oh, well, I'm not sure it was quite as cut and dried as that.
Do you think they'll have broken for lunch at this conference?
I have no idea.
Let's see what Debbie's got to say about it.
It's ham's very good.
Gone straight to voicemail.
Could you get me a glass of water?
Yeah, in a minute. Debbie, it's Adam. Are you aware that the estate's looking like a ghost town? Could you give me a ring to talk about it, please? It's urgent.
Well, thanks again, Elizabeth.
No problem. It's nice to be able to support a good cause.
Well, I'm sure Sophie will make sure you get a credit in the programme or, you know, whatever.
Well, it'll probably be quite a prestigious crowd. Who knows, someone might like the place and book it for their wedding.
Ah, so, not totally altruistic then.
Well, in my experience, people involved in these fundraisers get a lot out of it themselves too.
Well, not money.
No, but publicity, you know, personal contacts, that sort of thing.
All right. Well, I'm not doing it for any of that.
No, of course not, David. You're a saint.
Well, I'll let Sophie know anyway. I'm sure she'll be grateful, whatever your motives.
Yeah, actually, I might as well call her. She'll need to come over and see the place.
Sure.
And there's a lot of practicalities to sort out, even if we're not involved on the night.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Be lovely to talk to her again anyway. Reunite the old fashion events team.
Yeah. Now, I've put her number in my phone. Just give me a sec and I'll find it for you.
Did he?
Oh, dear. Well, that's not very pleasant.
Well, if it gives Peggy a break. All right, Jenny. What about 6, you think? No, I'm fine. No, I'm just taking a look at the deer.
Ryan!
All right, I'll see you later, darling. Bye.
I was right.
Shh, not so loud. You'll disturb the hinds.
I've heard from Debbie.
Oh, she returned your call,
yes,
didn't
she? Yes, managed to find time in the coffee break.
How's the conference going?
I didn't ask.
Oh, what a shame.
She sacked them.
Has she? As of when?
As of 2 days ago.
Is she now?
And she's drawing up a contract for Home Farm to take over all the contracting work for the estate.
Really?
Yeah, under her direction, of course.
And that would be with immediate effect, I suppose.
Well, if Matt wants to see any wheat harvested next year, of course.
Well, that's nice.
No, it's not. We'll never get it all done.
Well, Debbie obviously thinks we can.
She can think what she likes. We just haven't got the manpower, not on top of all our own work.
Well, this is our own work now, isn't
it? What the hell's she playing at, dropping us in it like this?
Well, actually, if anyone's been dropped in it, it's Hamilton's. But they weren't very pleased.
Well, that makes 2 of us.
Well, there's no need to get upset about it,
Adam. She's completely out of order.
Well, that's just Debbie, isn't it? She obviously thinks it's in our best interests.
What, to take on a job we're bound to fail at?
Well, you've already made a start with that spraying.
That's a drop in the ocean compared to what we'll have to do over the next few weeks.
Oh, well, look, Debbie's back tonight, and she'll be at the meeting in the morning. Let's save it till then, shall we?
Not much else we can do, as she's switched her phone off again.
And in the meantime, why don't you see if you can finish that spraying?
That's the second time this week Ed's turned up during morning milking.
And not when Neil's doing it.
Well, no coincidence there, I think, darling.
Well, if it means we can have breakfast together, I'm all for it.
And he managed to last a bit longer today.
Obviously, if he was able to take the cows back out. So, come on.
What?
You said you had something nice to tell me.
Oh, yeah, our honeymoon.
Of course. Have you found out?
Absolutely. I asked about hurricanes, and the travel agent said that by October we should be pretty safe.
Even allowing for global warming?
Well, as much as anyone can be, sure. So, what do you think about St. Lucia? We still might get some sharp showers.
No. I think it sounds wonderful.
Good. So I'll book it today, then, eh?
Can't wait.
Then, I've got something else to put to you. A proposition. Because of the skimmed and the semi-skimmed, we're producing about, 80 litres of cream a week.
Well, Mike sells some, though, surely?
Yeah, a bit. But we've still got a lot left over.
And as we own a hotel...
Yeah, it does seem logical.
I'd have to speak to Ian, of course, but if he was happy...
So how much could you take, did he?
Well, certainly not all of it. Mm-hmm. 40 or 50 litres, perhaps.
Huh?
What sort of price would you be looking for?
£2 a litre.
Sounds reasonable.
And I know Ian's very keen on using local food.
Yes, all right. You can stop the hard sell now. What are you going to do with the rest?
Well, I thought I'd try the village shop, the Bull.
How about that Whole Foods shop in Borchester?
Yeah.
Not Ambridge Organics, obviously.
No, I think that market's sewn up. Come in.
Hiya.
Oh, hi again, Ed.
Morning.
Come in.
Cheers. I just wanted to say you won't find the cows in Abbott's Meadow.
Oh, right.
Well, the grass didn't really look good enough there, so I put them in jiggins. Uh-huh. And looked a lot better.
Well, we took a hay cut there a while back.
I put the electric fence up the ration and like, hung around for a bit, made sure they were happy.
Well, it's excellent work. Thanks very much indeed, Ed.
Yeah, they had some very interesting things to say about the implications of greater mechanisation in China.
So it was worth the trip, did it?
Yeah, definitely. There's still a degree of uncertainty, of course.
Huge uncertainty, I'd say. That's why it's better concentrating on local markets.
Yeah, but local markets are affected by global prices too.
That's true, Adam.
Can't separate them. I did a summary on the plane down. I'll print it off when my laptop's recharged.
Okay. Who's this flash beggar? Are you expecting anyone, Brian?
Oh, no, that'll be for me.
Really?
Yeah, my new car.
You're...
Very nice.
Could you just give me a few minutes while I sign for it?
All right. Shall we go in the office then, Adam? Adam?
Sure you won't have a cup of tea yet?
Nah, you're all right. I won't disturb your breakfast.
Well, at least let me give you something. Oh, my wallet's upstairs. Calendar, have you got it?
Oh, there's some grocery money in the drawer.
I'll put it back later.
No, I don't want paying, Oliver.
Nonsense. It wasn't just today. It was Sunday as well.
That was only half an hour.
Go on. Take this.
Oh, that's too much.
Well, call some of it a payment on account, eh?
Yeah, all right, then. Thanks.
And thank you for sorting out the cows this
morning. Oh, no problem. Right, well, I'll see you then.
Soon, I hope.
Bye, Caroline.
Bye, Ed.
And thanks, Oliver. Nice one.
My pleasure. Bye. Well, now.
That was generous of you.
Wasn't that impressive? He wasn't doing it for the money. Just what was right for the cows.
Well, he seemed very pleased.
He's obviously getting more interested in the herd again.
So it would seem.
Actually, to take the initiative like that. It's a real step forward.
Hi.
Hey, I just said.
All right, mate.
What, you doing the pigs?
I've just arrived, what's up?
I just got paid.
What?
Well, I helped Oliver with the cows. I hardly did anything, really. He gave me 20 quid.
Cool.
Well, so you know I owe you. Oh, right, so.
Don't mind that. I'll keep.
Oh, a nice one.
We ought to celebrate your first pay packet since you went AWOL. What are you doing at dinner time? You know, it's fancy meeting up at the Bull for a bevy.
No, I don't know, mate.
Come on, man. Just the one.
Yeah, all right, then.
Okay, you're good.
What on earth does she need a car like that for?
I think it suits her. Smart and sporty.
It's cost an absolute fortune.
It won't have come cheap.
Is it? Is she getting it through the farm?
Through the consortium.
I see.
God, look, if she chooses to take some of her salary that way, good luck to her. You could.
I got a mortgage to pay. I couldn't afford a sports car, even if I wanted one.
Well, there you are, then.
Well, I don't need a status symbol. Car's just a means of transport to me.
Well, each one to his own. How's Jeff getting on with the barley?
It's just... It's so showy. It's like she wants everyone to know.
Now what?
Nothing.
Sorry about that.
Everything all right with it?
Yeah, fine.
Anyway, thanks for sitting on in the meeting, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we just need
we need to
establish...
know why you've lumbered us with the estate work at no notice. With our own work and the other contract customers, we can't possibly take on all that cultivation and sowing as well.
Why not? We've got plenty of heavyweight tackle, including the cultivator drill. There's no reason why we couldn't get through it comfortably.
How?
Well, you just need to work it for longer.
Into the night, you mean?
Absolutely. Makes economic sense, rather than having the kit standing around. Don't you agree, Dad?
Of course. The more hours we can get out of the machines, the better.
And who's supposed to be working all these hours? I'm already at my limit.
Well, if you're not prepared to do it...
It's not a matter of being prepared.
Get casuals in.
It all takes management.
Or bring back a couple of your Ukrainians for a month or two.
That's not a bad idea.
I know plenty of guys in Hungary would be glad of a few weeks' tractor work over here.
If they're anything like the ones you sent before.
I thought you'd be pleased about this, Adam.
You knew what I thought last week.
Yeah, when I suggested selling off all the kit and getting contractors in, you thought it was a bad idea.
Ah, yes, you did, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you, Adam? You said we ought to keep the tackle and make it pay.
Now here's the opportunity to prove that you're right.
That is what you said, wasn't it?
Well, yes, but I thought we were going to work up towards next year's harvest, not have to take it all on in one go.
Yeah, well, I did consider that, but from the estate's point of view, it's much cleaner to deal with one contractor for the whole cycle. And, obviously, there's much more income for home farm as a result.
Absolutely.
But if you want me to tell Matt that you don't feel able to take it on...
No, I didn't say that.
Definitely not. We're glad of the opportunity. We'll make it work, won't we, Adam?
I suppose we'll have to.
Good.
Right. Is that all you wanted me for?
Yeah, directly, yes.
So I've got a meeting with Matt at 10.
Where?
In the Dower House.
There's heaps of time yet.
Yeah, I thought I'd go the long way round.
I see.
Go on, try out your new car. We'll see you later.
Bye.
It's a bit rich talking about working the machinery. She's hardly going to be getting value from her car when she's in Hungary.
Oh, she will. She's driving it there.
What?
She's taking it through the tunnel tomorrow.
But it must be 1,000 miles.
Yeah, she's stopping a couple of nights en route.
Quite the little holiday, then.
She works hard. She deserves it.
We'll all be working hard, thanks to her.
Well, we're not afraid of that, are we?
Anything else?
Can you do me a bowl of chips?
Oh, we don't start serving lunches until 12.
Oh, well, I'll have a bag of cheese and onion to keep me going.
Right. Is that the lot?
I'll get these. Oh, cheers, big man.
That's 580, please, Ed.
Oh, yeah, took it out of that. Are you all right, Jolene?
How'd you been?
Oh, you look like you've lost a lot and found the key.
Oh. Oh. I just discovered that Lillian's ordered new curtains. To match the new carpet.
What new carpet?
Oh, it's all something different in here.
It's 1420 change.
So, that's all right, isn't it?
Would have been nice if she'd asked us about it. Instead of just going ahead.
You can't control Lillian. You're a force of nature. Cheers, Ed.
Yeah, cheers.
This is nice, eh? Two working men having a quiet, civilised pint.
So what did Matt say?
I told him I was offering all the estate work to Home Farm under my close supervision, and this is the draft contract. He seemed pretty happy with it.
Yes, I bet he was, Debbie.
Yeah, the bonuses for margins are similar to Hamilton's. They never did particularly well with those.
But the flat rate...
That's about 10% below what we were paying them.
I thought so. I mean, that's quite a cut, considering they're meant to be a low-cost operator.
But you're right next door, Dad. You've got practically nil travel costs. And if you want to nip over and spray a field, it's easy to plan it into a day's work.
True.
So if you're saving, it's only right that the estate should share some of that.
Oh, that's fair enough, I suppose. And if you hadn't suggested it...
Matt certainly would have.
Jolene! Jolene, 2 more points over here!
Did I have my chips?
What?
Have I had my chips?
Yeah, you've had your chips, you're finished. You'll never work as a milkman again.
Well, those were rubbish anyway.
Jolene! Same again.
I don't think so.
What?
You've had enough, Ed. Both of you, huh?
What do you mean we're just getting started?
You're quite civilised. Drink 2 working men.
Look, I'm not serving you anymore.
Oh, fine, in that case.
Are you all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm fine. The stool will never walk again, though. Come on, Jazzer. If they won't serve us in here, we'll go somewhere they will.
Aye.
She is joking.
No, I understand her reasoning and I've accepted the price.
You've accepted it?
There's still profit in it for us.
But look how hard we'll be working.
The machinery will be working hard, yes. But that's efficient, spreads our overheads.
Well, if you ask me, All Debbie's done is given us a poison chalice.
God, that cludgy reeks. Something's crawled in there and died. You all right, big man?
I'm all right. No, I'm not very all right. In fact, I'm completely rubbish.
No, mate.
Yeah, I am. My life is total rubbish. I mean, look at today, I got a few quid, and what happened?
I thought it cheery, huh?
A few quid, I got 20 quid, and now how much have I got?
Watch.
Fuck, who cares anyway? Put it in the bandit.
No, I don't. I play the bandit.
Yeah, put it. Have some fun. We used to have fun, didn't we, Jazz? We don't have fun now. Drinks. That's what we have. We have a few drinks. Who are you phoning?
Stu.
You're lucky you have a brother like him, you know.
Aye.
Is he going to come and have a drink? Shoe?
No, mate. I want a lift. I think we need to get you in.
So, this is what the homepage looks like with the advert.
Tom Archer sausages. Your plate deserves the best.
It's quite prominent, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
You don't think it's too prominent?
Well, you can hardly expect me to think that, Jenny. I paid for half the sponsorship.
And I put in a section saying other sponsors are welcome.
Well, there you are, then. Anyone else could advertise as well. It's not exclusive.
No.
Don't worry about it.
Design's not too brash, is it, Brian?
No, really, really. It's fine, fine. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, while I'm here...
Huh?
Have you had time to sort out those photos of the harvest?
Oh.
Remember, I thought it might be nice to send a couple to Rory.
Yeah, well, I have downloaded them from the camera.
Oh, so, might we have a quick look?
Yeah, all right.
I thought he'd be interested to see what goes on here.
Yeah, he said.
I mean, maybe we could send him some every couple of months. So he can start to get a picture of the work we do.
Yeah. There we are.
Oh, they're very good.
Well, the weather was wonderful. Makes a big difference.
No, darling, you know, you've got a real eye. That reminds me why I never take any photographs.
Well, I enjoy it.
Could I see that one bigger?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. With the sun coming through the grain, it's definitely that one.
I'll email it to you, shall I? And then you can just forward it.
Oh, fine, thanks.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll like them. Farming work's a lot more photogenic than... Well, what was it Dieter does again?
Oh, yeah, he works in insurance.
Oh, well, just suits and offices, then.
Yes, I imagine so.
Not much to see there.
No.
Morning.
Oh, Adam, hello. Good to see you.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi.
What have you got on today, Adam?
Thought I'd spray off the 60 acre this morning. Jeff can carry on with the barley.
Yes, that'll be fine. Oh, and I've got a message from Debbie.
Oh, yes?
You know she's going back to Hungary today.
Her epic drive.
Yes, quite.
Oh, what an adventure.
Could you call in and see her at the estate office sometime this morning?
Summon to the presence, am I?
Oh, it's not like that, darling.
Yes, I'll go and receive my instructions.
Oh, she wouldn't be like that.
Well, we've all got to take orders from someone.
Oh, really? Who do you take orders from?
You, of course.
Oh, that'll be the day. Oh, though there is something I want you to do.
Well, you see?
Yeah, well, we've got a bit of a problem with one of the holiday cottages.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Do you think we could go over there later and take a look at it?
What are you going to do today?
I thought we'd go swimming.
Oh, you like that, won't you, George? You love swimming. Oh, have you got some armbands for him?
Yeah, and a costume.
Great.
Just work for you, is it?
Yeah, the usual.
Pays the bills.
Not that I've got many bills now, living at home.
No. How are you, then?
Me? Yeah, you know, fine.
I heard Ed's keeping his distance, like.
That's one way of putting it.
You know you're better off without him, don't you? You and George.
Will, I know you think that.
No, really? Did you hear what he got up to yesterday?
Well, how would I?
He went out drinking with Jazza all day. Jolene chucked them out of the ball because they'd had too much. They ended up in the Blue Boar. And you know what a hole that place is. Full of druggies.
Well, the beer's cheap, innit? Well, he hasn't got much money.
Oh, Stu McCreary had to bring him back about 7 o'clock. He could hardly walk.
Red.
Mum had to put him to bed. Grandad was raving at Jazza for letting him get in that state.
Well, he can't help it.
But that's what I mean. He's got no control.
Yeah, but it's not because safe. Of what I did.
No, you mustn't blame yourself. Getting away from him, it was totally the right thing to do.
He's got a problem. He's ill.
Don't let him fool you.
He's getting counselling.
Do you really think that's going to do him any good? Remember when he did that thinking skills
course?
Yeah,
and he said that helped.
Yeah, and then he went off and started a cannabis farm. Really, Em, I know you're upset, but it's a blessing in disguise.
I can't give up on him.
You've wasted enough of your life with him. You need to move on.
I've got to go.
Yeah, all right.
All right, come on, George. It's time to go with Daddy.
Up you come. Will you be back normal time tonight?
There should be.
Well, I'll bring him round about 7 then.
Fine. Bye-bye, Georgie. I'll see you later. Have a nice time at the pool.
Bye-bye, Mummy. You going to go down the slide?
Whee! Splash!
Oh, that doesn't sound too good.
Oh, I don't believe it. I'm meant to be at work in 15 minutes. I better see if I can find Dad.
Well, where is he?
With the pigs, I suppose. Oh, no, he's not. He's over Grange Farm doing the milking.
Well, don't worry. You got any jump leads in the garage?
I feel I ought to apologise.
What for?
My nasty, dirty tractor bringing down the tone of the car park.
As long as you haven't scratched the car, Adam.
The very thought. Well, you seem very settled in. Oh, is that Home Farm?
Yeah, good shot, isn't it? Yeah, Dad brought it over last week.
Oh, you've got your feet nicely under Graham Ryder's old desk?
Not for much longer.
Oh, no, you're off to Hungary later.
No, the desk won't be here for much longer. I've ordered new furniture.
Why, Debbie? There's nothing wrong with this stuff.
Oh, come on. When this was delivered, it came by ox cart.
It's all perfectly serviceable.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that if you were sitting in this chair.
Well, you're hardly ever here anyway.
But when I am, at least I'll be able to work in a modicum of comfort. You wouldn't give up your aircon in the tractor, would you? Or the stereo?
That's different.
And I bet your seat will still be more comfortable than the one I'm getting.
Well, never mind about that. What did you want to see me about?
Okay, well, I've prepared a list of all the estate fields.
Uh-huh.
It specifies how each one should be cultivated and planted.
What are these dates?
Target dates. And if you stick to this plan, all the wheat should be...
The end of the month?
That's right.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, I don't think so.
This doesn't take into account any of our own work.
I'm not managing the Home Farm work. I'm sure you wouldn't want me interfering in that.
Or our other contract customers.
Well, you have to admit they're quite small beer compared to the estate. I hope you'll make this a priority.
Well, even if we do, there are so many variables, particularly the weather.
Yeah, of course. So these are guidelines. I'd like you to try to achieve them, but I'll understand if you have a monsoon and things slip a bit.
Yeah, they might slip more than a bit.
Well, not too far, I hope. Did you want me to sort out a couple of tractor drivers, by the way?
You're Hungarians? No, thanks. Leave the manpower to me, please.
All right. But if there is anything, I hope you'll be in touch. In fact, I'd like to be in regular contact to... discuss progress.
Yes.
Particularly if there are any problems.
Is that the lot, then?
I do want to help, Adam.
Was there anything else?
No, that's it.
Right. I'd better get back to work.
Will I see you later?
When are you leaving?
About 1.
I don't know. Probably not. I'll be spraying.
Okay, well, in case I don't... I'll say goodbye now.
Yes. Have a good trip.
Thanks. And we'll be in touch soon, yeah?
I'm sure we will.
Back.
All right, try it now.
Okay.
Back.
Oh, yes. Brilliant. Haven't you got a clever daddy, George?
Keep it running now. Don't switch off.
No, I won't. How would I have got into work, eh? After Ron Kenton. Mind you, he's in late often enough and he lives upstairs.
Better take the jumblies.
No.
Just in case it's an alternator problem. But the running to Borchester should charge it enough.
Right, okay.
And you'll be coming back in daylight, so that should top it up too.
Oh, thanks, Will. Right, George, it really is time to go to Daddy now. You got him?
Yep. Okay, little man. We'll stop playing garages now.
Oh, mind his head.
Yeah, he's all right.
Thanks again, Will. You're an angel.
Oh, no sweat. I'll see you later then.
So which is the one with the problem?
Nest. This little one at the end.
Yeah. Well, what about it?
Oh, Tom's pigs. They got out last month, remember?
Well, pigs get out occasionally.
Well, the guests weren't very understanding about it. And Mrs. D'Souza came out to find a Gloucester old spot nibbling her sarong.
Oh, well, anyone who wears a sarong in this country deserves all they get.
Brian, I had to compensate her, and last week was even worse.
Not a hula skirt.
This is serious. If the wind's in the right direction, you can't just see the pigs, you can smell them too.
Jenny, I know I'm an attractively powerful man, but there's not a lot I can do about which way the wind blows.
The couple last week left a message in the visitor's book saying they wouldn't be back.
Well, there's one thing we can do right away.
What's that?
Tear that page out of the visitor's book.
Alice said you were up here.
Oh, Debbie, are you off?
Yep, all packed.
Well, give us a ring to say you're safe.
Yeah, sure.
And take care.
Oh.
I'm well done on the estate contract.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's in everyone's best interests. And remember, I'm only a phone call away if there are problems. Bye, Mum.
Oh. You will try to get back for Alice's party, won't you?
If I possibly can, I'll be there. Right, well, better go. My car's got a train to catch.
Oh, bye, darling.
Bye, and remember to ring.
I will.
Oh, I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, me too.
Where were we?
People who book a holiday on a farm and then can't cope with the livestock.
Oh, yeah. Well, couldn't we just move the pigs further away?
Well, they'll get rotated in due course. I'm not about to change our plans completely just for a couple of holiday bookings.
Hiya. Finished the 60-acre. Thought I'd borrow the computer and start working through Debbie's master plan, if that's all right.
Yes, fine, Adam.
Oh, Ruth left a message, Mum. She doesn't need to borrow the food processor, after all.
Oh, she must have changed her mind about the starter.
Is this the famous dinner party?
Yes.
Did you hear about this, Adam?
What?
You know, he was saying Sophie's back. David's old friend.
Yes.
David's invited her to dinner.
Well, that was brave.
I think it's very nice that everyone's so comfortable about it.
Ruth didn't look comfortable when she was picking your brains for recipes. Rabbit in the headlights just about summed it up, I'd say.
Is that the starter, rabbit in the headlights?
Stop it, you two. It's a shame you weren't here a minute earlier, though, Adam.
Why's that?
Well, you've just missed Debbie. She's gone now.
Oh, well, we said our goodbyes earlier.
I do think it's wonderful that she's won the estate contract back for us.
Tremendous.
It is. It's a great new start for us all.
Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Auntie Jen put it on the site yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And if you click on it, there you go, it takes you directly to my site.
Oh, that's great.
You don't think it's vulgar, do you, Mum?
Jennifer do anything vulgar? About as likely as your dad giving up beer.
Well, Linda Snell reckons it is.
She's quick, isn't she?
It's the message board. She tries to get on it every day, worried people will misbehave without her calming influence.
What's she been saying?
It's vulgar and commercial and lowering the tone of the Ambridge community site.
Oh, take no notice, Tom.
We expected it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She reckons Auntie Jen's got a conflict of interest.
Because of Brian's involvement in the business.
Well, I don't want a spreading bad feeling in the village.
Well, life's too short. Tom, what have you been saying to Helen?
Why?
She was steaming when she left for work this morning. I asked her what was up and she said, interfering brothers.
Oh, I just said I thought she ought to get out more.
Tom.
I said it very gently.
Even so.
I was only trying to help. I mean, when was the last time she went out anywhere?
Well, she went to that Soil Association thing.
Mum, that was in May. And it was a meeting. When did she ever go out, you know, clubbing?
Not everyone wants to go clubbing.
Or even for a few drinks. She might as well be a nun.
You didn't say that to her.
No, of course not. But admit it, Mum, you've got more of a social life than she has.
Even at my advanced age, you mean?
It's true, though.
Yeah, I know.
Tony and I have been saying the same thing. We would prefer Helen to have more friends.
She's got friends. She's just blanking them.
But if she's happy pottering around at home, there's not much we can do about it, is there?
She's not happy, though, is she?
Well...
Well, if she is, why did she bite my head off this morning?
Couldn't Kirsty ask her to go out somewhere?
She's given up trying. Anyway, did you want the computer?
Yes, please. Unless you still need it.
No, it's fine. I'm meeting Brenda at the Bull. She's keen to get going with some of her marketing ideas.
Matt thinks it's another stroke of genius, modest as ever.
Putting Debbie in charge of the...
Of the estate farmland.
Graham Ryder didn't seem too happy about it.
Poor little poppet.
He was in for the quiz last night.
Bit glum, was he?
Should have seen his face, didn't he? He wouldn't have needed lemon in your GNT, put it that way.
Hi, Sid.
Oh, how do?
Hello, Brenda.
What can I get for you?
Half a lager and a red wine, please.
Right, you are.
How's your dad, darling?
Oh, you know, keep him busy. He's doing more at Grange Farm now. Jazza's doing some of the milk round.
Oh, Jazza is?
Yeah, just 3 days a week.
Is he now? Must look out for him.
I'd have to get up pretty early. Start about 4.
Yeah, good point. God had meant us to get up at that time, he wouldn't have given us gin.
Small or large one?
Just a small one, please, Sid.
You're going to be taking some of your dad's cream.
Oh, are you?
Oliver came round this morning. Talked me into it.
Uh-huh.
It's nice to say on the menu that it's local, you know. And we did a good deal.
That's my Sid.
And that's important to you, is it? That it's a local product?
People seem to like it nowadays. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Right, 3.85, please.
3.50.85.
Many thanks.
Better be careful with this wine. Don't want to spoil your new carpet.
Do you like it?
Yes. Really brighten the place up, Sid.
Well, it's down to Lillian, really.
Oh, is it?
And it's not stopping there, darling. I've ordered curtains to match.
Great.
Yes. I, need to talk to you about that.
Hiya.
Oh, hello,
What's
darling.
The time?
I've got your drink.
Oh, thanks. Can you pass that menu to me, please, Lillian?
No, we're not stopping. That's why we only got a half.
Oh, that's a relief. Thought you were trying to tell me something.
Sorry, Sid, but Tom's going to treat me to lunch in Borchester.
Oh, am I now?
You know the copper kettle on the high street?
Of course.
That'll be perfect.
Pie of the day, steak and kidney, the vegetarian special, spinach quiche and the soup's oxtail.
The all-day breakfast?
Yeah.
Are the sausages Tom Archer sausages?
Sorry?
Are the sausages Tom Archer brand?
Well, I don't know.
Right. Is there someone who might?
Yeah, I suppose. I'll go and find out.
They're the best sausages I've ever tasted. Tom Archer.
Yeah, I'll ask.
They're produced locally, you know. Only a few miles from here.
Brenda, what are you doing?
All natural ingredients and no filler.
Yeah, I know. I make them.
I can tell you, once you've tried Tom Archer sausages, you really don't want any other sort. Ask me about them.
What?
Ask me about the sausages.
What varieties did they do?
What varieties do they do? Oh, let me see. Pork and leek, spicy barbecue. Oh, hello.
The manager says she's sorry, but they aren't Tom Archer sausages.
They aren't Tom Archer sausages. Oh, dear. Well, I think we're going to have to look elsewhere. Come on, Tom. Dominic.
What?
They're very
nice. Yeah, I'm sure they are, but they're not Tom Archer sausages, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm really sorry. She's very particular.
Wait for me, Brian.
What on earth was that all about?
Did you like it?
I didn't know where to put myself. What are you playing at?
Not playing, marketing.
What?
Stealth marketing. That's the first step in our campaign.
Of stealth marketing?
We get a few mates to go round the local cafes and restaurants, everywhere they've got bangers on the menu, and they ask for Tom Archer sausages by name, like I did.
Once or twice?
And then when they haven't got them, they kick up a fuss and leave. The message will soon sink in.
Will it?
Trust me.
And suppose they do stock them?
Ah, well, let's go somewhere that does and I'll show you.
Jack's?
No, they know us there.
Well, the Feathers does them, in the bar.
You're just up the road, cool. Come on then.
Well, it's Bren.
No, they just had a quick drink and then flitted off into Borchester.
Oh, well, never mind.
Can't you ring him?
No, that's the point. He left his phone behind.
Oh.
I was just delivering to the shop, so I thought I'd pop in.
Well, it won't hurt for a few hours.
Oh, I don't know, Lillian. Tom being without his mobile is like being separated from his demon.
Sorry?
You know, like in the Philip Pullman books.
No, not really. Are they no good?
Oh, yes.
Is there much sex in them?
Well, there's one moment of rather beautiful... No, not really.
Well, unlikely to be my holiday reading then, Pat.
Probably not. I saw Ruth in the shop looking a bit frazzled.
That girl needs a day at a spa.
Don't we all? The steeplejacks were holding her up.
Steeplejacks?
You know, they're stripping the ivy from the church tower. They're in the shop getting their lunch.
Oh, well, big hunky steeplejacks getting a sandwich from the shop. They should be getting a proper meal in here.
Well,
perhaps I should go down and have a word with them, invite them down.
I think it's the sort of work you need a clear head for, really.
Perhaps.
Maybe they'll come for a drink when they're finished.
Looks like I might be here for a while. What are you having?
No, I won't, thanks.
Sorry for the wait.
It's all right, Sid. I only popped in to find Tom.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, so Lillian said. I'd better get back.
All right.
Now, I've got a good book you can borrow. It's about this chap who tries to muscle in on a seaside resort.
Oh, it sounds great. Look, a moustache.
Very racy, darling. I'll drop it in.
Oh, yes, do. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Shame she couldn't stay. We're having quite a literary conversation.
Yes. Look, Lillian, while we've got a moment, could I talk to you about these projects of yours?
Projects?
Yeah, like the carpet and the curtains.
Well, what about them?
Well, Jolene feels, well, we both do, really, we wouldn't want you to think that we're ungrateful. We just wish that, well, that you wouldn't go ahead without checking with us first.
I did check with you.
Well, not exactly. You told us that you'd ordered them.
Don't you like the carpet?
Oh, no, it's not that. It's very nice.
I told you, Sid, not a single complaint.
Yes, it's gone down very well.
And the curtains will have the same effect, trust me.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
And I'm not expecting you to pay for them, darling. This is me making a contribution to my investment for all our benefits.
And we appreciate
it. So I can't really see your problem.
It's just...
But if you want me to have a word with Jolene...
No. I'll speak to Jolene.
Chunky sausage sandwich. Oh,
thank you.
And told him the whole.
Ooh, thanks. And these are Tom Archer sausages, aren't they?
Oh, yes, dear.
Excellent.
I'll just get the sauces.
Thank you.
This looks lovely, doesn't it, Dominic?
Will you stop calling me that?
Ooh, these sausages are wonderful. Ask me whose they are.
Whose are they, Bren?
Tom Archer sausages. They really are delicious.
How many times do you feed?
Eat your sandwich.
Do you really think this is going to work?
You've seen the case studies.
I suppose.
I know it's a bit weird us doing it, but if we get a crew together, they won't have any connection with the product. And all it'll cost is the price of a few breakfasts or plates of bangers and mash.
Maybe we'll just ask them to be a bit more subtle.
But you mustn't be too subtle or we won't get the message across. Don't worry if your sandwich isn't hot. I've heard that Tom Archer sausages are delicious, hot or cold.
Well, at least you had a nice meal out of it.
Brenda did.
Oh, you left your phone here. You got a missed call.
Oh, right. Thanks. Won't be a minute.
Did you want a drink?
Oh, no thanks, Pat. We had a coffee at the Feathers.
Well, I said I'd take a flask out to Tony.
Working hard, is he?
Oh, yeah, it's a busy time. He's flailing the potatoes today and he wants to drill the winter barley tomorrow.
That's on top of all the regular stuff.
Oh, yes. The veg and the milking never stop.
I don't know how he does it.
Well, he was up last night with a difficult carving, too.
I don't believe it.
What?
That was a message from the manager of the Copper Kettle. She wants to try some samples.
did you?
All right, I admit it. You're a marketing genius.
Good for you.
I'll recruit our stealth team then, shall I?
I think you'd better. Okay, well, you know what you were saying about ambush advertising?
Yeah.
Maybe we should get some T-shirts printed.
We've got T-shirts.
Yeah, but they've only got a little logo. These are going to have Tom Archer sausages as big as possible, front and back.
Okay.
When's the flower and produce show, Mum?
Sunday.
Right. And the press will be there, won't they?
Well, yeah, okay, usually covers it.
Hmm.
Who are you calling?
Borchester Print. See if they can do me a rush job.
Then with the beef, it's carrots, broccoli and peas.
Oh, sounds lovely.
Just frozen peas.
Is there any other sort?
Jill seems to think so. And there's some avocado and one of those crumble things for you. Is that okay?
Mm. Well, what can I do now, Ruth?
You could chop a lemon into wedges.
No problem.
I know I got one.
Oh, there it is. Look, on the dresser.
Oh, Usha, you're a lifesaver.
Hardly a lemon locator, perhaps.
How did I ever get talked into this?
You've done dinner parties before.
Not with my husband's former fiancé as guest of honour.
Right, how many wedges?
There's seven of us.
Well, easiest to cut it into eight, I think.
I bet Sophie's a brilliant cook.
You don't know that. She could be queen of the ready meals like me. Now, is this knife all right?
Yeah.
Right, I'll just rinse the broccoli bits off it. How's Ben's first week at school been?
Oh, all right.
Has he done a full day yet?
Yeah, first one today.
And he was all right?
He's been absolutely fine. I'm the one who's been all over the place.
You've been through it twice before.
Oh, the spuds.
Do you want me to drain them?
Could you?
I believe that's within my competences.
You'd think I'd be used to it, wouldn't you?
I've had other things on my mind.
It's stupid getting so het up, isn't it?
No, it's natural.
Oh, they're early and we haven't done the starters yet.
Can you take a few minutes? Let me sort that lemon out for you.
Hello. Hello, Sophie.
Oh, it's wonderful to be back at Brookfield.
Sorry, shall I take some of those?
Oh, but they're not for you, they're for the children.
Oh, no, of course. I mean, I didn't.
You can take the wine, though.
All right. Excuse me, just get the door. Now, come on through. I expect you remember where the sitting room is.
Oh, it's like I've never been away. Well, now, the wallpaper's different. Thank goodness.
And here's something else that's new. Boys, this is Sophie.
Hello.
This one's Ben and the big one's Josh.
Hello, Ben. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Hello. Are those presents for us?
Ben! Sorry, Sophie.
That's all right. Yes, they are. One for Ben and one for Josh.
Can we open them?
What about a thank you first?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that all right, Sophie?
Yes, of course.
Brilliant.
You really didn't have to bring presents.
Oh, I know.
But they will be your devoted fans for life now.
Oh, every woman needs admirers.
Yeah. Now, listen, sit down. What can I get you to drink?
Well, gin and tonic, please.
Glad you said that.
Why?
Because we've got some.
Oh, spaceship.
Right, boys, now listen, if you want to play with them, take them outside, can you?
You can go to the treehouse.
Yes, if you're careful.
Treehouse? How exciting.
Yes, I built it this summer.
Oh, you hero.
Josh is having his birthday party in it next week.
Oh,
come
wow.
on, Ben. Let's meet the Federation attacking Tatooine. I'm going to blow it to bits.
Sorry, they're a bit boisterous.
Oh, it's lovely. Such bundles of energy. Oh, where's Pip? I've got something for her too.
Oh, she's got a clarinet lesson, but she'll be back later. Is that enough ice?
Oh, yes, that's fine.
Well, that doesn't look like a spaceship.
It's a top. Oh, thanks. One of mine.
One of... Oh, what, you mean one you've designed?
Yes.
Wow. A real designer top. That'll be a first for Pip.
Hope she likes it.
I'm sure she will.
Oh, David, it's so nice.
Well, those two looked excited.
Phil.
Hello, Sophie. Wonderful to see you again.
And you. You're looking so well. Oh, and Jill.
Hello, Sophie.
Now, Sophie's on gin and tonic. Can I get you one?
Oh, yes, please.
Just tonic for me.
Okay.
gosh, you haven't changed a bit.
No.
Either of you.
Oh, well, I hardly think that's true. Well, not about me, but Jill still looks the same as the day I married her.
Oh, flatterer.
No, that's true.
Oh, you're lucky to have him.
You tell yourself that every day, don't you, Jill?
You're spoiling it now, and you were doing so well. Hello.
Hello, love. Come to join us.
No, I can't yet. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
That was Shula on the phone. Alistair's due back any minute, so she'll be round as quickly as she can.
Oh, OK. Do you want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm just doing the starters.
Oh, what are we having?
Oh, it's a smoked salmon, then beef. Oh.
That's our own Hereford beef, Sophie.
Is it?
You're not vegetarian, are you?
Oh, no, I totally forgot.
No, it's all right, David, not anymore.
Oh, phew. God. It's a good job, isn't it, love?
Yeah, it is rather.
No, beef is fine.
Right. And I know what's for pudding, because we brought it with us. Jill's blackberry pie.
Oh, Jill, your puddings were to die for. I can't wait. Well, I mean, I'm sure the whole thing will be lovely, of course.
Right, I'd better...
Evening.
Hello.
Sophie, this is my friend Usha.
Hello. Pleased to meet you. Ruth, did you want me to finish the starters?
No. You stay here and have a chat. I'll sort them out.
Mike was very apologetic about it.
I should think so, Shula.
Yeah, apparently we weren't the only house Jazza missed.
Sort of defeats the object of someone taking it on if Mike's got to go around afterwards doing emergency deliveries.
He promised he'd have a word with Jazza.
Have a word, eh?
Don't think I'd like to be on the receiving end of a word from Mike.
No, but he's got to learn. People depend on the milkman. Oh, could I have the pepper for this last bit, Ruth, please?
Did you want another piece of lemon? There was one spare, wasn't there, Usha?
Yeah, shall I... No, it's all right. There's some juice left in this one.
How's your mother, Sophie?
Not very good, to be honest, Jill.
Well, it's hardly surprising.
Mm, she's taken Daddy's death very badly.
How long were they married?
Nearly 50 years.
Oh, poor Tiona. You will give her our best, won't you?
Oh, of course. I've been trying to persuade her to move nearer to me in Henley.
In Arden?
On Thames. But, she just can't seem to make any decisions at the moment. That's why I'm up here, just to help her through the next couple of months.
Couple of months?
Well, several weeks, certainly.
Oh, yes, it could easily take that long.
Would you excuse me? I just need to finish off the main course.
Do you want some more wine, Sophie?
I'm fine, thanks.
Well, it's very good, David. I can't remember the last time I had Sancerre.
Well, Sophie brought it. Would you like a top-up?
Oh, yes, please. I was talking to Alan yesterday, Usha.
Oh, yeah.
He was expecting an estimate for the stained glass window.
This is our local vicar.
Oh, yes. Yes, it arrived today. £700, including the other minor repairs.
Oh, well... That's not as bad as I imagined, actually.
No, we've got the funds in the church accounts.
But Alan doesn't want to use that.
Doesn't he?
He's got an idea to raise funds specifically for the window.
Oh.
Based on the parable of the talents, is it? He says it'll involve an outlay on the church's part.
Oh, I see.
But he's willing to speculate to accumulate.
Yes, I think we can guess the sort of thing he's got in mind.
I can't.
Oh, come on, David. Everyone knows the parable of the talents.
Well, I didn't.
Oh, no, well, when I say everyone,
I think I'll just give Ruth a hand.
Excuse me, everyone.
Right.
Is Pip all right upstairs?
Oh, what with her fabulous new top to try on? She'll be in heaven.
Why do people always say roast is easy when you've got to do gravy with it?
What's up?
It's got lumps in it. Why does that always happen?
Well, what can I do?
Oh, you could put the roast potatoes in the dish. They're in the...
What?
I didn't put them in!
The potatoes?
After you drained them. They're still here, look. Oh, God, what am I going to do?
Can we just boil them up a bit more?
David's already been funny with me about not doing any Yorkshire pudding.
No, he was just teasing.
Well, I could do without it. What's he going to say when I walk out there with no roast potatoes either? This whole evening's a disaster.
No, it isn't, Ruth.
Why couldn't you have invited Sophie round to Glebe Cottage and let Jill do the cooking?
He wanted to show you off.
Oh, yeah, and aren't I doing well?
That was lovely, Ruth.
Thought I'd bring the plates in.
Is something the matter?
We forgot to put the roast potatoes in.
I forgot.
We've parboiled them, but...
Not put them in the oven. Mm. And the meat's ready, I suppose.
It's a bit overdone, if anything.
Right. I know what you can do, Ruth. Do you?
Get out the grater.
Well, I have to say, this is delicious.
Yes, and so original, too.
I don't know.
You can get so fed up with the same things, can't you?
What did you say it was called?
Rosti.
Where'd you get the idea from?
Jill suggested it, actually.
Oh. And you fried it in butter. It's delicious.
Mm. Yeah, that's right, and a little olive oil.
Well, I hope you'll be cooking it again, not just with beef.
Yeah, probably.
Are you putting anything in for the show, Usha?
Yeah, just some dahlias. Did Ruth say you were planning a green cake?
He's been very mysterious this week. Yeah. I might almost say smug.
No, I'm just pleased to be using a natural solution, that's all.
Is this the flower and produce show?
That's right. It's the day after tomorrow.
Gosh, that takes me back.
Well, you ought to come along.
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, but of course, you're planning a show of your own, aren't you, Sophie?
Oh, this is the fashion show?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, did Elizabeth get in touch?
Yes, she rang on Tuesday, I think. We had such a lovely chat. David managed to persuade her to let me use Lower Loxley. Isn't he wonderful?
No.
He's such a good organiser. I'm really going to be leaning on him over the next couple of weeks.
Don't you like your rosti, Ruth?
I'm not really very hungry.
Thanks again for Pip's talk.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
We'll have to start taking her to designer boutiques now, won't we, Ruth?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a super evening. Mm. And it's a lovely meal, Ruth. I won't be able to eat for a week.
Well, see you soon, then.
Yes, bye-bye. Bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, well, that was great. We ought to do it more often.
Right, we must get the master chef home.
I don't have any pretensions to being a master chef. I just enjoy the challenge of cooking, that's all. Well, good night, David. Well done, Ruth.
Yes, well done. I was really proud of you tonight.
Thank you so much for your help.
Don't mention it. Come on then, Phil.
Yes, I'm coming.
You'll probably get one in at the Bull if you're quick.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, actually, Dad, listen, I meant to say earlier.
What?
Do you think that you could give us a hand?
Well done, you.
Oh, thanks, Usha. You've been a star.
I know that wasn't easy, but you survived it. Well, more than survived it, actually.
Did you hear what she said?
Sophie, how much she'd enjoyed it.
No, that she's sticking around. She's going to be here for weeks.
Well, if her mum's not well...
And she's obviously going to be seeing a lot more of David.
Archers was written by Kerry Davis, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. And we've more from the Archers tomorrow evening at 7 when Lifting Paint reveals hidden treasure.